Daniel Reynolds' thoughts right now, manager of Raptors HQ. Daniel, thanks very much for being with us. So the win streak finally comes to an end. Okay, and you know what? Right up until the last minute, great ball game. Great ball game, no argument. But the way it ends leaves a sour taste in the mouth. Your thoughts on the officiating and what transpired in that last minute, Daniel?
Well, it is unfortunate that that's the story now, and that's what we're going to be talking about. I think you said it there. It was a great game, and I think the Raptors really responded to everything the Thunder tried to do. That's an aggressive, confident team that their starters are very, they're well-regarded NBA players that really know what they want to do and really try and get after it. And I think the Raptors, they played to them the entire game, and they got to take control of the game for much of it. It's just unfortunate that now, yes, the story is the officials miss, I think, a very obvious call. I mean, if you're not watching DeRozan drive down the lane with the ball in his hands, I don't know what you're watching. Would that have decided the game? I mean, the Raptors were down two. They had let, Westbrook sort of get where he wanted to go on the court. Maybe they tie it up and maybe things turn on. Maybe they win that game. There's a lot of maybes there, but at the same time, yeah, it does leave a sour taste in your mouth, because now instead of sort of talking about the, going down swinging mentality of the Raptors and how they were able to challenge, various teams in different ways, we're talking about, them maybe being whining about the calls or this and that. And it's unfortunate, because what you want to do is be able to say that they confidently, played their best,
Well, there's no question. And, Daniel, this is one thing, I guess, because this is an ongoing, discussion about the Raptors. And frankly, I think, 70 games into this season now, for the last 12 games, my wish is this discussion ends. The team's legitimate. It's 52-18, because now it's like, well, they battled against these teams. And there's still kind of an element of some people of surprise. Like, well, yeah, and they bet, like, they have answered every regular, and I say regular season because it's coming. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But every regular season challenge you could ask this team, they have responded. They've beaten Cleveland. They gave Golden State a great fight. They beat OKC. They've beaten better teams. They lose a close one again today. So I guess moving forward is, this is going to be the ongoing thing. And maybe this is something they can still use, because, whoever came out with those T-shirts, Toronto versus everybody, I think the Raptors would be wearing these.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the hopeful takeaway from this. I think when the Raptors played the Thunder back in December, it was they were riding pretty high as well. Then they lost to Dallas in a kind of a close game, and then they got kind of blown off the court by the Thunder. And it was kind of an eye-opening experience, because that's some very talented players. Westbrook, Steven Adams really is a bad matchup for them. Carmelo Anthony's there, Paul George. So you're sitting there going, well, the Raptors are good, but then when they play maybe some superstar talent, they in Westbrook and George, they really struggle. So that was kind of the down note. So to see them play here today, where Lowry really plays well, DeRozan, he got really muscled around by George a bit, but he also made the right play more often than not. And then to see guys like Pascal Siakam and DeLon Wright, and Lucas Nogueira pops in for 6 minutes and he plays really well. And they had their problems, particularly against the Westbrook Adams pick and roll, but they went shot for shot with them. And even though, for example, they let the Thunder shoot 75% in that first quarter, they shot, something like 62%, 63%. So they didn't wilt under that pressure. And again, it's just unfortunate that in that last minute, everything just went to hell.
That's pretty much a perfect description. Daniel Reynolds with us, manager of Raptors HQ. I'm Roger Lajoie. Phone lines open, 416-870-0590. 1-888-666-0590, *590. Raptor calls, like to hear from you, especially if you're at the Air Canada Center today. Your thoughts on the game and the Raptors are very welcome. As we continue with Daniel for a couple of minutes, we'll hear from Dwayne Casey and others in the Raptors locker room. And Kurt Heelan, well-respected lead NBA writer at NBCSports.com, joins the show later in this hour. Curious to his thoughts on how it all shook down. Daniel, do you think it is a bad thing with the ejections at the end? So let's put everything else aside. You know what? It was a great performance. They're 52-18. It's a bad taste. Referees have bad days. But do you not run the danger when you go, and I don't want to say overboard, because I don't know, maybe the referees really did have it for them today, and the ejections were totally needless based on Lowry's reaction. It certainly appeared to be the way the Raptors were perceiving it. But don't you run a danger then of being known, you know, as the whining team all the time when you take it to that extent in the last minute? I know emotions are high, but your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'm not worried about the Raptors in that way just yet. I think they complain about calls just like any other team complains about calls. And there were a bunch of times where, you know, Carmelo Anthony got heated and Russell Westbrook has gotten heated and other people have been ejected. I don't think that what the Raptors really did was super out of line. I think Dwayne Casey getting ejected kind of reminded me of like when a baseball manager decides, okay, it's time to get fired up and get thrown out of the game, get tossed, you know, to support my players type of thing. And I felt like that sort of would happen here. The game kind of got away with them and from them, and everyone was a little ticked off. Serge Ibaka, you know, didn't have the best of games, and he was a little ticked off. I mean, it's not great. Again, you don't like to see it happen this way. And I don't really want the Raptors, obviously, to get this kind of reputation. And I don't think really they will. I think DeRozan is pretty well-regarded. And I think usually, I mean, he forces the officials to a certain extent to make calls in his favor, like a guy like James Harden or something. These guys put their arms out there, they put their bodies on the line. They're looking for calls to a certain extent, and they're making it so that it's hard for them to not get the call. And I mean, if you saw that game against Detroit, DeRozan drove the length of the floor and made the dunk and got fouled and he got the call he wanted. So it's not like they never get calls. It's not like the refs are out to get them or anything like that. It's just unfortunate, obviously, that everything's sort of stacked up, and now it does seem like Lowry laughing. It does seem kind of funny to be like watching all these guys just getting tossed one after the other, because obviously the game got away from them at the end, and basically all you can do now is hope that you just sort of move on and forget about it, and hope that these particular officials maybe don't carry any grudges, which, I mean, everyone's professional here. That's the idea, right? That's how it's supposed to work, right?
That's exactly right. You got to put it aside. An official have a bad day. A player can have a bad day, and you do move on. Magic and Nets come up two of the next three games. Now you wonder, 52-18 with a bit of a cushion against Boston, 12 games left in the season. Time to really start thinking, I think, Daniel, about how you best prepare for the playoffs. Should that best prepare for the playoffs, giving Lowry, DeRozan a full game off? They've been fortunate this year with a lot of blowouts and the way they've managed the minutes throughout and the deep bench and the bench mob, and we'll get to them in a second. Mm-hmm. But because of all that, the wear and tear on the body of both DeRozan and Lowry is not as bad as in previous years. Mm-hmm. However, do you still rest them for, like, how do you do that? What's the psychology there?
Well, I think you're seeing it a little bit now. They've been having they had 7 games in 10 days or 11 days or something just recently. And I think, Lowry took the game off against Dallas. I wouldn't be surprised if DeRozan gets one of these, the Magic game or the Nets game off, because he still has quite a considerable workload, even though they've reduced Lowry's minutes. His minutes are down, but he's still doing a lot. And I think you saw it a little bit in this game. He looked a little bit, the 1 o'clock start, you just played an overtime game, fairly recently, and they've been playing a lot of games. He was commenting on it after the Mavericks game on Friday. So I think you get some spot rest here and there for those two, and you pick your spots in terms of your opponents. I think the key really is just to make sure you lock in that number one seed. They have a nice cushion on the Celtics right now, and I think the Celtics, unfortunately, are dealing with some fairly serious injury concerns, so they are probably not too much at a risk to suddenly go on a tear and steal the one seed. But that gives the Raptors a nice opportunity to maybe pick your spots. They have some big games. It would be nice to see them take on this newer look Cleveland team coming up on the road. But you got teams like Orlando or Brooklyn. You can maybe consider giving Lowry, DeRozan the night off, but while also keeping in mind that you want to make sure that their consistency or their rhythm is kept as they head into the playoffs, because of course then they're going to be asked. Lowry's, for example, is going to go from 31, 32 minutes a game right up to, who knows, 38, 39, 40, if need be.
Very true. Daniel Reynolds, Raptors HQ, with his final question. We'll let you go, Daniel. One thing I mentioned, the bench mob, again, if this game had ended in more normal fashion, even with the same score, I think we would have been talking about what a great game. Oh, my goodness, Russell Westbrook is a monster. And the Raptors bench outscored OKC 57-23 is yet again the bench mob dominates and brings the team back. Let's stick to that third point. This team, is there any more dispute now that people talk about a shortened rotation come playoff time? That is not going to be the case with the Raptors. This team does it by committee.
No, I think that's exactly it. And I think what Dwayne Casey has done, to his credit, is figured out a way, like, yes, they run out an all-bench lineup, and maybe they won't use the all-bench lineup too much in the playoffs, depending on the matchups. But what's really key is that they've figured out who can play with who, and he's really good at, Casey's really good at figuring out who's really working any given night. So in this case, you know, Siakam had a great run. DeLon Wright obviously had to play a bit more because Fred VanVleet was out, and Lowry eventually, you know, unfortunately fouled out, so he had to play more. But you can see, you know, Nogueira pops in and plays well for a few minutes. Like, he's figuring out these matchup ideas. So in the playoffs, if one guy's having an off night, you take him out, you try someone else. If this combination is not working, you try a different combination. And I think that's a luxury they haven't quite had in the past, where they really did have to rely a lot on Lowry and DeRozan. And when their subs weren't hitting shots, which, you know, happened, you know, for example, last season, it happened quite a bit, the Raptors really in some trouble. Whereas this year, I mean, in this game in particular, you saw it again, where, you know, they'd get this play, they'd get a bucket, they'd get, you know, Siakam was the perfect 5-for-5. DeLon was everywhere on the court. Pirtle didn't take a ton of shots, but he finished at the rim. Everyone sort of was making the right play. CJ Miles had a great dunk and hit some threes there. I think they're all sort of, they all have a role to play. And then when they're together or in sort of different lineup combos, they all really help the team. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit. Now they just have to do it in the playoffs.
That's indeed the case. The playoffs can't get here soon enough if you're a Raptor fan. I don't think there's any question. Probably can't get here soon enough if you're a Raptor, for that matter. They lose 132-125, controversial end of the game, couple of ejections, but end of the day, we move on. 12 games to go in the season, and if the Raptors win 8, they'll have their first 60-win season. Daniel Reynolds, manager of Raptors HQ, joining the show to get us going today. Daniel, great to chat with you. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thank you.